With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House is passing a $78 billion tax package that includes an expanded child tax credit. Some Democrats oppose the business tax breaks. Some Republicans have problems with the child tax credit policy. It will need 60 votes to pass in the Democrat-led Senate. Democrats and Republicans continue to be at odds over security at the southern border. House Speaker Mike Johnson says lawmakers must take a stand on border security.
Now, I am here this morning to beg of my colleagues to help us force the administration to take action. We have to stop this now and put Americans and Americans' border security first.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's job approval down in the latest Reuters Ipsos poll.
The newly released poll findings show a decline in support for the president during January. His approval rating dropped to 38%, down from 40% in December. Americans expressed a rising concern about immigration, up sharply from the month before. The economy remained the public's overall top concern. It's not just Republicans giving Joe Biden low marks. Nearly half of Democrats surveyed said the country was on the wrong track. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Disney's lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being tossed by a federal judge. Disney sued DeSantis and the Secretary of Florida's Commerce Department, alleging retaliation for the company publicly speaking out against the state's parental rights and education law. The judge ruled that Disney lacked legal standing to sue the governor, and the company's claims failed with merit. USGS scientists raising the alert level of Kilauea volcano from yellow to orange after more earthquake activity was detected Wednesday morning. While the volcano is not erupting, there's evidence that magma is moving towards the surface. This is SRN News. Men are moving up the ranks in America's sororities.
Kappa Kappa Gamma is considering a man who is living as a woman for president of the 154-year-old organization. Alumni of the sorority are suing to try and prevent it, but the trend is for men living as women to be accepted into Kappa Kappa Gamma. Last fall, a judge ruled that the University of Wyoming chapter had to admit a man, and two women who fought that were eventually kicked out of the sorority altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French lawmakers are working on a bill that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution. The measure had been promised by President Emmanuel Macron following the repeal of Roe v. Wade in the U.S. The pro-life movement in France has very little political clout. None of France's major political parties represented in Parliament is pro-life. A constitutional amendment in France must pass both chambers of Parliament. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice reaches a major settlement with eBay.
The e-commerce giant eBay will pay $59 million in a settlement with the Department of Justice over thousands of pill press machines sold on the platform. The machines can be used to manufacture counterfeit pills that look just like prescription pills, but instead can be laced with substances like fentanyl, the synthetic opioid drug that is largely fueling the deadliest overdose crisis in the United States. The company failed to verify buyers' identities and keep records required by law, and many people who bought pill presses on eBay have been prosecuted in connection with trafficking illegal counterfeit pills. That's according to the Justice Department. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, say President Biden's planned visit to the town 1 year after a deadly train derailment is 1 year too late. More details at srnnews.com.